Intermountain Hydronic Specialties. This is Carly. How can I help you?
Hey, Carly. It's Patrick from Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Great, great. How are you?
Good. Back to work after the long weekend, right?
Right.
Hey,
nice
is John in?
Weekend. Yeah, let me see if he's available. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Oh, man. I need more of a weekend. I wasn't long enough.
Yeah, are you feeling better?
Yeah, I finally got... last week was pretty sick, and then I started getting better, but now I woke up this morning with another sore throat again, so I'm not sure if it's... I'm hoping it's on another one, but...
Jeez. You need a good month of vacation, sounds like.
I do. Well, the problem is that... You know, school started, so my kids go to school, and of course they start coming home with all the sicknesses, and I'm just like,
oh yeah,
no.
yeah. Hey, I'm actually from Park City. What school do they go to out there?
Oh, really? You're from Park City, huh?
Yeah.
We live in Grantsville.
Right. I don't know where that is.
Okay, yeah. I'm from the Salt Lake area, but we moved to Grantsville here a few years back. So they mm-hmm. go to just an elementary school there in Grantsville.
Oh, okay, I see.
What took you to San Diego from Park City?
Jeez, I've been all over. It's a long story. I went up to Boise, Idaho after Utah. I grew up out in Park City, and then my family moved up there, and then I moved down to San Diego with my little brother a few years back. So, yeah, just been working at the bank ever since, but sure do miss Utah. Are you a BYU or Utah guy?
Well, that's a tough one. Growing up, I was always a BYU guy, but my business, we make a lot more money because we
over in
work
Utah.
Directly with colleges and universities, and so we make a lot more money off University of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to say that my allegiances can be bought, but until BYU starts buying more products, I'm right now more of a U fan.
Hey, I definitely understand that. I'm a U fan myself, but Chargers too. You know, Eric Weddle, he was down here. I used to grow up watching him play. I was sad to see him go this last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the man out there. But hey, just wanted to. I know it's been a hassle kind of getting connected with us, but it sounds like you guys wanted to do the 250.
Oh man, I hate to keep putting you guys off. We're kind of going back and forth, and this week one of my partners is out all week.
Mm-hmm.
Before he left, we were planning on the 250, but then one of my partners, he's got a home equity loan that we took $50,000 out of just for some inventory.
Okay.
Now that might mean we want the 200 again.
The 200? Okay. It's fine, too. Just kind of wanted to get on the same page, see if we needed to, you know, get those new docs out for you for the 250.
Yeah, and that's what we need to figure out. I hate to keep putting you guys off because we're definitely still planning on doing this.
It's fine. The other question I had for you, too, was when were you guys looking to, you know, get this funded?
Well, we were thinking this week, but then my partner went out of the office. They just bought a home, and they've been having some problems with the guy they bought it from. He's coming back, and it's pretty creepy. I'm actually threatening them with their life. I mean, it's crazy. This guy's a major drug addict, and he's just, even though they bought the house legit and everything, it's weird. So they've been going through that stress. They said, hey, we just need to get away for about a week and just have some, you know, vacations to get away from it.
Yeah, I understand that.
I shouldn't say a lawsuit. You guys probably hear a lawsuit and think, ah! Wrong person
no,
to tell that to.
No, yeah, no worries.
It's more just, they bought the house legit. Everything was fine here about a year ago, and all of a sudden the guy just coming back making these threats, and he needs drug money, and so who knows what that's going to... The cops are now involved as well. But anyway.
Jeez.
So they're gone this week just for a little break, kind of a getaway.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do it, it will definitely be this month. It'll be in the month. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right, just kind of, wanted to get the urgency, feel the situation for you guys, too, because I know we've been working on it since last month, but, we can definitely make that happen, too.
Okay, so don't think that we're putting you off. I felt like after last week where I couldn't get a hold of it, I thought, great, they probably think we're just giving the runaround, and it's not going to happen.
No worries, too. I know you guys are busy, and, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on over here at the bank. Just wanted to, you know, get on the same page, and, no worries over on your end. We look forward to doing business with you guys, and it's always good helping out a local Utah business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's clear from Park City.
Yeah.
Let me do this. We're going to have a conference call about just a project we're working on, and I'm hoping all four of us will be on it.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, Monday, we have our corporate meeting is the second Monday of every month, so that will be our corporate meeting is next Monday. So worst case scenario, I'll have an answer by then for sure, but I'll push to find out which route we're going to go this week.
Okay.
All four of us together.
Yeah, definitely. And on that conference call, if you guys come to an agreement or want to work something out and want to go with the 250, just, you know, shoot me an email and we can get those docs generated and get them back to you real quick and, you know, get the ball moving on that.
Okay. Now, if we decide to go with the original one, the 200 and the, I think it was the year, where we've already got the documents for that, mm-hmm. do we have to go back and redo them now that we're in September, or are those documents still good?
I think we're still going to be good on just about all of them. If anything, we might just need a bank statement for the month of August, but I'm going to have to get with Jeremiah on that. But I think we should be all right.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. I will double check that then. Like I say, in that conference call, hopefully all four of us will be on there.
Yeah, yeah.
But if worst case scenario, I'll have an answer on Monday for sure.
So. Yeah, no worries. And if it is, you know, anything else, I'll just shoot you an email and let you know. I'll get with Jeremiah and, you know, assess the file and we'll go from there. But, yeah, no worries. Just, you know, let me know what happens and if you guys want to, you know, get the new docs generated for that 250.
Okay. Great. I will get back to you this week or Monday the latest.
All right, John. It was good catching up with you and have a good rest of your day.
Cool. You too. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you. Bye.